In doing my Bible study, I've come across the life of David. And as I was studying about David, I began to see the Holy Spirit open up to me the characteristics of David. And who was David? Well, Acts 13:22 tells us, "And when he had removed him," speaking of Saul, "he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will." That passage of Scripture comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 13 and verse 14, where God was speaking to Saul after Saul had rebelled and disobeyed God and had not destroyed the enemy as God had told him to. And in verse 14, Samuel, speaking to Saul, said, "But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee." God was speaking through Samuel concerning David, whom God had chosen to be the leader of the nation of Israel, a man who was after God's own heart. Now begin to think about what are the characteristics of a man after God's own heart. Well, in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 18, as I was reading this, the thought began to come to me by the Holy Spirit, I believe, concerning the characteristics of a man after God's own heart. And as he was speaking of David here, Saul was inquiring about David, and we read in verse 18, "Then answered one of the servants and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, prudent in matters, a comely person, and the Lord is with him." Notice that there are six different statements concerning David here, who, as we have read, was a man after God's own heart, even as a young teenager. And they were looking for someone who could play for Saul when the evil spirit from the Lord came upon him that would calm him down. And so one of the servants said, "Let me tell you about this young man that I've found. He's a skillful player of the harp. He's a mighty man of valor." Perhaps he had heard of David being the protector of the sheep and killing the lion and the bear. "A man of war, who had gone after and warred against the lion and the bear. A man prudent in speech," that is, he had perhaps talked with David and knew that he was careful about what he said, and he did not use bad language, "that he was a handsome person, a young man that was good to look upon, and a man who has the Lord with him." That was the best characteristic of all. God was with David because David wanted to please God and walk in obedience to the Lord. And so as I began to continue my study, I began to see many different statements about David that were very interesting. First of all, he was a man who was ruddy. 1 Samuel 16:12 pointed that out. "He sent and brought him in." Now, he was ruddy. And the word ruddy means having a fresh, red, healthy color, according to Webster's Dictionary. And again, in other verses, it's mentioned that he was ruddy. And this statement is mentioned several times concerning David. So he had a fresh, healthy look because he had been taking care of the sheep and had been out with the sheep as the shepherd. He was a man who had bright eyes, that his eyes were bright and alert and alive, 1 Samuel 16:12 points out. Ruddy, withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to, and the Lord is with him. And he was a young man that was good to look upon. He was attractive and good to look upon. In another translation, it stated he had bright eyes, that is, his eyes were alert. And he was good looking. 1 Samuel 17:42 stated that also. A man who was obedient, that is, he knew the principle of authority. He was a young man who obeyed his father and did what his father told him to do. 1 Samuel 17:20, the latter part of the verse points that out. He was a man who encouraged others when he went to take the food to the brothers that were fighting the Philistines. He encouraged others about fighting Goliath and overcoming Goliath. He was a man who was not lazy. He didn't just come in and forget about his responsibilities. He was very responsible. And he took the cheese and he did what he was supposed to with it, put it in care of someone who would take care of it, and the other items in 1 Samuel 16 and verse 11. We read about how that Samuel said unto Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" And this was where Samuel was looking for David, or for the king that God would give to the nation of Israel. And he asked all the different sons of Jesse had come before Samuel, all except David, the youngest, who was out taking care of the sheep. And Samuel said, "God's not chosen any of these. Are these all the sons you have?" And so Samuel said to Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" And he said, "There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep." And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Send and fetch him, for we will not set down till he come hither." He took care of his responsibilities, and he was a young man that was trustworthy, and a young man who did what he was told to do. He had learned this principle of authority, which is a vital principle for the success of anyone's life. And this is the reason our penal institutions here in the United States are running over today, because of people who have not learned the principle of authority, to respect authority, and to respond the right way to authority. And that's one of the reasons that we're having so much chaos in our nation, and so many problems with young people who have never learned this principle of authority and obedience and respecting those who are in authority, whether it be their parents, or whether it be school teachers, or whether it be the law itself. And then he was a man who encouraged others. In 1 Samuel 17, and the latter part of that verse, David rose up early in the morning, left the sheep with his keeper, took and went as Jesse had commanded him, and he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and he shouted for the battle. That is, he sought to encourage others in their fight and stand behind them and encourage them to overcome the enemy. And he was not lazy. He was a young man that had energy and that obeyed, did what he was commanded to do by Jesse. He went as Jesse had commanded him. There's the principle of authority. And as the host was going forth to fight, he shouted for the battle, and he wanted to encourage them in their fight. And he rose early in the morning. Verse 20 says, David rose up early in the morning. He wasn't one to sleep in. He was one that was ready to get the job done and one to get up and get around and bear his responsibilities. And so he rose early in the morning. We see that he was about what his dad had told him to do, and he didn't lay around and sleep half the day before he got up to fulfill his responsibilities. He was not lazy. He was a man who took care of his responsibilities. He did what he was told to do. As we've seen, he was willing to obey and to follow through what was given to him and the responsibilities that were his. He was a man who got the facts when he was hearing about Goliath. He wanted to know who Goliath was. He wanted to know about Goliath. And he was questioning all the information he could get from Goliath. And you know, his brother Eliab, the older brother, put him down for his eagerness to find out about Goliath, and said, you're a young man that you need to be back taking care of your sheep. In 17 and verse 25 and 26, and the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine, and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should defy the armies of the living God? David said, who is this man that defies God's army, and that strives to fight against the living God? And he was seeking for the facts and for the information. And notice again in verse 30, and David said to Eliab, notice verse 28, and Eliab, his elder brother, heard when he spake to the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why comest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? You see, David was seeking to find out the facts, and he was asking different ones about Goliath and getting the information and the facts needed. And so it made Eliab mad and angry because of David's eagerness and courage to deal with the matter. And so we see he was a man of courage. As we see, he was willing to go fight Goliath. And a man who was sometimes misunderstood. They thought he was foolish, and Eliab misunderstood him. Eliab thought that he had come down just to watch the battle, and he didn't ask why he was there or if his father had sent him, but he jumped to conclusions that David had left the sheep and had come away to see what was going on and to see the battle. And his eagerness to see the enemy defeated upset Eliab, because Eliab wasn't willing to go out and fight Goliath. And so he misunderstood. And sometimes a man who's after God's own heart will be misunderstood by others. And he was a man that was not easily discouraged. Just because Eliab put him down, it didn't stop David. He said, is there not a cause? Doesn't this man need to be dealt with? And in verse 33, we see that Saul said, I'll go out and fight. David did. I'll go out and fight him. And so in verse 32, David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with the Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. You see, they tried to discourage David. They tried to keep him from going out to fight Goliath. But David was not easily discouraged by these who put him down and found fault and criticized him. And so he was not discouraged about it. And he was a man who let his experiences be known when necessary. He told Saul about the lion, about the bear that he had killed there, and how that God had delivered them into his hand, and that God would deliver the Philistine into his hand. David had confidence in the Lord, and so he believed that God would do the battle. God would take him, and God would use him. In verse 36 through 37, notice what David said. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with thee. He saw the courage of David. He saw the confidence David had in the Lord. And he was convinced, well, maybe this young man can fight him. Maybe he can conquer him. Maybe he can overcome him. And so David was a man who did not trust in man's help. Saul was going to give David some help, and he wanted him to wear his armor. And David said, it won't work. I haven't tested it. I haven't tried it. No, he said, I'm going to trust the Lord to be my help and to be my protector. The Lord delivered me from that bear and the lion. He can deliver me from this enemy. And so he was a man who used what he had to face the enemy. He used his slingshot. He was familiar with it. He knew how to use it. He had practiced many times out with the sheep when he had time on his hands. And so he said, I'll take what I know and am familiar with to fight the enemy. And he picked up 5 stones because Goliath had some brothers, and he knew he might have to fight them too. And so we see that he put them in his little satchel there that he had with him, and he was prepared for the future, a man that was prepared for the future, because Goliath had several brothers. And so he was not only willing to fight Goliath, but willing to fight whomever he would have to fight if when Goliath fell, if his brothers came out. And he was a man who spoke his confidence in the Lord. He believed that God would deliver the enemy into his hand. A man who ran to the battle. You recall that he ran to meet the giant. He didn't run away. He ran to meet the giant. He ran to the battle rather than from the giant. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 48 tells us, and he was a man of action. Verse 17 and verse 49 tells us he was a man that was ready to fight the giant, and he was a man who conquered. 1 Samuel 17:50-51. You know the account, how that God gave the victory to David. And so he was a man who encouraged others by his actions. When they saw Goliath fall, then the army of Israel rushed forward to fight the Philistines because they were encouraged by David's courage. They were encouraged by his actions. And as we see further in the study, David was a man of humility and wisdom. He wasn't a man who sought to make a name for himself, but he was a man who had humility and realized that God had given him the victory, and that the enemy had been defeated by the Lord. And so we see a number of characteristics of the man who was a man after God's own heart. Well, we'll stop for now and then perhaps finish this in another time together. Bye.